A Pickle for the Knowing Ones, Timothy Dexter. The Project Gutenberg ebook of A Pickle for the Knowing Ones. Title, A Pickle for the Knowing Ones. Author, Timothy Dexter. Release date, August 12, 2013, ebook 43,453 most recently updated, October 23, 2024. Language, English. Other information and formats, www.gutenberg.org/ebooks/43,453. Credits, produced by David Edwards, David Garcia and the online distributed proofreading team at http://www.pgdp.net. This file was produced from images generously made available by the Internet Archive. 1. A Pickle for the Knowing Ones. By Lord Timothy Dexter. With Anne. Introductory Preface. By a distinguished citizen of OULDNEWBERY. 4th edition. Newburyport, Blanchard and Sargent. 1848. 2. 3. Preface. Timothy Dexter, the author of the following curious and unique production, entitled A Pickle for the Knowing Ones, which is here reprinted verbatim et spelatim from the original edition, was born in Malden, January 22, 1747. Having served an apprenticeship with a leather dresser, he commenced business in Newburyport shortly after he was 21, and being industrious and economical, he soon found himself in good circumstances. In the year 1770, he married, and receiving a considerable amount of money with his wife, he was thus put in possession of a moderate fortune. In 1776, he had for one of his apprentices the no less eccentric, and afterwards the no less noted Jonathan Plumer, Jun. Traveling preacher, physician, and poet, as he was accustomed to style himself, and of whom we shall hereafter speak. In addition to his regular business of selling leather breeches, gloves, suitable for Wyman's wear, and see he engaged in commercial speculations and in various kinds of business, and was unusually successful. He traded with merchants and speculators in the then province of Maine, was engaged to some extent in the West India trade. He also purchased a large amount of what were called state securities, which were eventually redeemed at prices far exceeding their original cost. Some of his speculations in whalebone and warming pans are mentioned by himself on page 23 of this work. Thus, in various ways, he added to his property, and in a few years he became a wealthy man. With wealth came the desire of distinction, and as his vanity was inordinate, he spared no expense in obtaining the notoriety he sought. In the first place, he purchased an elegant house in High Street, Newburyport, and embellished it in his peculiar way. Minarets surmounted with golden balls were placed on the roof, a large gilt eagle was placed on the top, and a great variety of other ornaments. In front of his house and land, he caused to be erected between 40 and 50 wooden statues, full length and larger than life. The principal arch stood directly in front of his door, and on this stood the figures of Washington, Adams, and Jefferson. There were also the statues of William Pitt, Franklin Bonaparte, George Ivy, Lord Nelson, Gen. Morgan, corn planter, an Indian chief, Jack Tar, traveling preacher, maternal affection, two grenadiers, four lions, and one lamb, and conspicuous among them were two images of Dexter himself, one of which held a label with the inscription, "I am the first in the East, the first in the West, and the greatest philosopher in the Western world." In order that the interior of his house should correspond with the exterior, the most costly furniture was imported from France, and the walls hung with paintings, brought from Holland and other parts of Europe. A library was also provided, but how large or valuable we are not able to say. An elegant coach with a span of beautiful cream-colored horses was procured, on which was painted his coat of arms with the baronial supporters, after the manner of the English nobility. With this equipage, he took the title of Lord Dexter, because, as he said, it was the voice of the people at large. He was sometimes called the Marquis of Newburyport. Having completed the embellishments of his house and gardens, Lord Dexter busied himself in receiving the visits of the crowds, who were drawn by curiosity to his house. His gardens were thrown open to their inspection, and he was liberal to all. The fame of his hospitality attracted as many visitors as the fame of his images. To gratify his vanity, he selected an imitation of European princes, a poet laureate. This was no other than his former apprentice, Jonathan Plumer Jun, a native of Newbury. For they had once been associated as master and apprentice, but now stood in the relation of patron and poet. From the autobiography of Plumer, a very curious and scarce production of 244 pages, the following extract is taken, which may serve to give some idea of the versatility of his genius. "I had," says he, "some practice as a physician, and earned something with my pen, but for several years was obliged chiefly to follow various kinds of business accounted less honorable, viz. Farming, repeating select passages from authors, selling halibut, sawing wood, selling books and ballads in the streets, serving as postboy, filling beds with straw and wheeling them to the owners thereof, collecting rags and sea." He had previously served one or two campaigns as a soldier, and on his return from the wars he taught school for some time in New Hampshire. The ballads which he hawked about were generally his own composition. Every horrid accident, bloody murder, a shipwreck, or any other dreadful catastrophe was sure to be followed by a statement of the facts, a sermon and a poem. In the capacity of ballad maker and monger, he attracted the notice of Dexter, in whose service he entered for a small salary as poet laureate. He wore a livery, consisting of a black frock coat, adorned with stars and fringes, a cocked hat and black breeches. He was crowned in the garden of his patron with a wreath of parsley instead of laurel, but the ceremony was interrupted before its completion by a mob of boys, and both patron and poet put to flight. One specimen of his laudatory verses may be seen on page 29 of this work, which will give the reader some idea of his qualifications for the office to which he was elected. How well he was satisfied with the praises of the poet we are not informed, but feeling probably that no person but himself could do justice to the ideas which he wished to present to the public, he commenced writing for the press. Several of these effusions were printed in the newspapers. The larger part of them, written at different times, are embodied in the present work, a large edition of which was published by himself and given away. In this edition, not a stop or a mark was used in any line of his writings, but in the second edition, one entire page was filled with stops and marks, with a recommendation from the author to his readers to use them where they were wanted in the work or in his own language, to pepper and salt it as they pleased. Dexter had two children, Samuel and Nancy, neither of whom was distinguished for strength of intellect. The son was a dissipated prodigal and died young. The daughter, of whom mention is made by the father in the following pages, was married to Abraham Bishop of New Haven, who, we are informed, treated her with neglect and cruelty. A divorce followed, and she became intemperate, lost what little reason she had, and is still living, a wretched object. Lord Dexter himself, if we may judge from his own writings and from what we have heard, was not happy in his domestic relations. He complains much of his wife, whom he calls the Ghost, and charges the cause of his separation from her for 13 years to his son Bishop. His own temper was irascible, and several stories are told of the excesses into which it would sometimes lead him. He ordered his painter, Mr. Babson, to place the word Constitution on the scroll in the hand of the figure of Jefferson, which the latter, knowing the artist designed it to represent the Declaration of Independence, refused to do. Dexter was so incensed by this refusal that he went into the house and brought out a pistol, which he deliberately fired at the painter, but he was a poor shot, and the ball, missing its object, entered the side of the house. At another time, seeing a countryman, as he thought, rather impudently viewing his premises, he ordered his son to fire at the stranger. He refused to do so, when the father threatened to shoot him unless he complied. His son then obeyed. The stranger escaped unhurt, but entered a complaint, and Lord Timothy was, in consequence, sentenced to the House of Correction for several months. He went thither in five, his own coach, priding himself on being the first man who had been to the county house in his own carriage, drawn by two splendid horses. He soon grew tired, however, of his confinement, and procured a release, which, it was said, cost him $1,000. The individual who exercised most influence over Dexter was a Negro woman named Lucy Lancaster, or as she was commonly called, Black Luce. A woman of uncommon strength of mind, great shrewdness, and remarkable for her powers of memory and knowledge of human nature, but as wicked as she was sagacious. She thought him an honest man, and not so deficient in intellect as many people supposed, and attributed his eccentricities to an excess of animal spirits. This was probably to some extent true, though it is certain that other spirits contributed in no small degree to the excesses of his temper and the peculiarities of his taste. He was addicted to drunkenness, and with his son and other companions, kept up his revels in the best apartments of his house, by which in a very short time, all his costly furniture was ruined or very much injured. Not insensible that he must share the common lot, Dexter, many years before his death, prepared himself a tomb. It was the basement story of his summer house, magnificently fitted and open to the light of day. His coffin, made of the best mahogany which he could find, superbly lined, and adorned with silver handles, he kept in a room of the house and took great pleasure in exhibiting it to visitors. At other times, it was locked up. Soon after his death apparatus was prepared, Dexter got up a mock funeral, which with all but his family and a few associates was to pass as real. Various people in the town were invited by Card, who came and found the family clad in mourning and preparations for the funeral going forward. The burial service was read by a wag, who then pronounced a bombastic eulogy upon the deceased. The mourners moved in procession to the tomb in the garden, the coffin was deposited, and they returned to the large hall, where a sumptuous entertainment was provided. While the feast was going on, a loud noise attracted the guests to the kitchen, where they beheld the arisen Lord caning his wife for not having shed a tear during the ceremony. He entered the hall with the astonished mourners, in high spirits, joined in the rout, threw money from the window to the crowd of boys, and expressed his satisfaction with everything except the indifference of his wife and the silence of the bells. Lord Dexter died at his house on the 26th of October, 1806, in his 60th year, and by direction of the Board of Health, his remains were interred in the common burying place. His grave is marked by a simple stone. The Dexter Mansion is yet standing and is a very fine tenement, but retains few traces of the whims of its late proprietor. Of the images, upwards of 40 in number, only the three presidents now remain, the others having been cast down by the resistless hand of time. Some of them were blown down in the great gale of September, 1815, and were sold at auction. The cut fronting the biography gives a very excellent and faithful representation of Lord Dexter in his walking habits, and the likeness of the dog is equally perfect. The dog was perfectly black, and the skin as entirely free from hair as that of an elephant. He differed as much from other dogs as did his master and his friend, the poet, differ from other people. The likenesses of all three were drawn with great accuracy by James Aiken, Esq., now a resident of Philadelphia, and could the patron and the poet be seen in proper person, dressed in the costume of that day, they would be objects of great curiosity. But they are gone, and of each it may be truly said, we ne'er shall look upon his like again.
6.
7.
A pickle.
For the knowing ONES. To mankind at large, the time is come at last, the grat day of rejoicing. What is that? Why I will tell you, thous three kings is rosed you mean, should know rosed on the first royal arch in the world, almost not quite, but very hew up upon so they are good mark to be seen. So the woman's lick to see the frount, and all people loves to see them, as the Quakers will come and peep slyly and feel glad, and say how the Dow friend Father Jorge Washington is in the center, King Adams is at the right hand the present. King at the left hand, Father Gorge with his hat on the other hats of the middle king, with his sword King Adams, with his cane, in a grand poster. Ed Teto turning his face towards the first king, as if they was on some politics king our present king, he is stands hearing being younger, and very deaf in short being one grat philosopher looks well east and west and north, and south deaf, and very deaf the god of nature has done very much for our present king, and all our former ones they are all good I. Want them to live forever, and I believe they, will it is hard work to be a king.
I say it is harder than tilling the ground, I know it is, for find it is hard work to be a lord, I don't desire the sound. But to please the people at large, let it go to brack the way it does for a sort, meant to help a good laife to cur the sick splenny gouty dull frames like myself with the gout. And so on make merry a chilly christen, is for me only be honest, no matter what they worship sun moun or stars or their wife or miss, if honest live foreverate. Money won't get thous figers so fast as I. Which I have sent to Leghorn for many Mr. Burr, is one amongst others I sent in the Grand Cresham. Thous three kings are plain white collow at present the royal arch and figers cost 39 pound weight silver, the heest cowcat in order in the world. So it is said by the knowing when I have only four lions and one lamb up the spread eagle, has been up 3 years upon the cupola. I have 13 billers front in strat row for 13 states, when we begun three in the rear 15 foot high four. More on the grassy too, the same hath at the right of the grand arch two at the left wing 15 foot, high the arch 17 foot, high the my whose is three sorry upwards of 290 feet round. The whose nader has formed the ground equal to what you would wish for the art by man equal to a Solomon, the honorable Jonathan Jackson, one of the first in this country, for taste born a grat man by nader. Then, the best learning what sought me forward for my plan, having so grand spot the whole of the world. Can't exceed this to thous that don't know would think I was like half the world a liar, have traveled good deal. But old steady men saith it is the first that it is the first best in this contry, and others contrary, I tell you this the trouth, that none of you grat men wouldn't be affronted at my proceedings. And I spare now cost in the work, I have the tempel of reason in my guarding 3 years past, with a town under it on the edge of the grass sea. It cost 98 guineas, besides the coffin panted wit inside. And outside touched with green Nobel trimmings uncommon lock, so I can tack the key inside, and hay fear works in the town pipes and tobacco, and a speaking trumpet, and in bibble to read and some good songs. What is a precedent answer a king bond party? The great has as much power as a king and ought to have, and it is a massy he has for the good of mankind, he has as much power as any king for grat ways back. There must be a head some war or the people is lost like wild geese. When they lose the gander two-legged one ahead, if four-legged both and two-legged fowls, the name of precedent is to please the people at large, the sound souts best now in the south. Give way to the north give way to the south, or by. And by you will break what failures be wise on keep the links together. And if you can't agree consolated to kingly power, for you must keep together at the wast here, it labors ye less see there is so many men wants be the all officers, and now soldiers poor king, every day wants a bone some more than others the king can't live without the field. We have had our turn grat good father Adams nine. Turn and turn about rest, easy you all will be pleased with the present king give time, all did I say now. But the magger part 4/5 at least. Timothy Dexter. Friends hear me two granadars gossip in 20 days forder friends, I will tell the type of mankind, what is that 35 or 36 years gone a town cald? Now bri all one the United States now bri people kept together quiet. Till the larned growed strong the farmers was 12 out of 20 they wanted to have the officers in the contry, the eend in the seaport, wanted to have them there jeering a rose growed warm fight, they would in law they, went the J.N.R.L. court to be sought of finely they. Go there eends answered the seaport cald Newburyport 600 acres of land, out of 30,000 acres of good land, so much for mad people of learning. Makes them mad, if they had kept together they would have been the second town in this stat. About half of Boston now men mad to be in office, it hurts the people at large, like carrying the innegent lamb to the slaughter now. It would done to do away the north from the south, all one what I have lead down, but now keep together it is like man and. Wife and trow love now goving death in the grander, you will soothe the glory I say keep together don't brack the chain renow brother, love never fade like my box in my guarding. Be one grat family give way to one another thou's changes. Is the tide high warder and low wart high tids, and low tids for my part. I have liked all the kings, all three, all our broken marchants, can't have beats of profit gone. Until the ground gow to work, is all that has been to college gow with slipers and promise to pay, and. Never pay only with a lie I just 4/5, is college lant, or devel lant, or pretended to be honest free masons. But are to the contrary forgive me for jessing, hope. It is not so the leaned is for leaves and little fishes Moses was, but a man and Aaron they had some devel like myself man, is the same give him power I say the cloak cukement maters the worst of cheats we han't got on Ian port we, are noted to be the first in the north sabe day, is not half enough night meetings at max work. For the doctors and nooses coaching could, but them lives breed fast to mac up for them, that dies poor creators, I pity them so priest ridin, it is wickered to leave poor souls into the grave, all our minsters are imported very good men foul of love of Christ. I kept them amit amen at present. 10. The young man that doth most all my carving his work, is much liked by our grat men, I felt founy one day, I thought I would ask said young man, war he was bone he said now war what is all that now war was your mother overshadered, I says my mother was if I was to jess no, I tell in now town, born o on the water I says you beat me. And so we laughed, and it shuck of the spleen show him a crow's nest, he can carve one a fine fellow. I shold had all marble if any body could to me the prize so, I have sent for 8 busts for kings and grat men, and 1 lion and 2 greyhounds I hope to hear in fow days to all honest men. Timothy Dexter. Mr. Printer, I must gow some forder, I have got 1 good pen my fort in, has been hard very hard, that is I have hard knocks on my head, 4 different times from a boy to this day, 2 taken up for dead 2 beating. Was a lawyer, then he was mad be case, the people at large declared me Lord Dexter King of Chester, this at my country seat, 26 mills from N port my plays, there is the fist from salt water to Candy. This lawyer that browsed me was Judge Livermore's son, arther the same creator borrowed $200 some months before this. And then owed me, he beat his benefactor, it has been my luck to be used 10 times woes by them. I dow the most for I have lost first and last as much as a ton of silver grows my wife, that was had 400 what of silver Abraham Bishop, that married my dafter 10 years gone him and she since, then, and my son Samuel L. Dexter upwards of $17,000. The rest by Hampshire call by Raugs has gockby second-handed priests, deacons, grunters, wymers, every foul minutes a Sith or Christ we must believe in Christ o Jesus, will save us I think sometimes the saving salt and smoke and salt Peter, will in time be very dear, if it is used the more smoke, or the priests will be out of work, little like Fister France. I laid out a bland to have holer days one day, in 10-24 years gone I thought it would save the Natijan grat deal of money, sir. In 1 century then, the priests would have time to stuttery, then hammer down smartly make the sulfur smoke in their nostrils, under the cloak of bread and wine the hypocrite's cloven foots they dow it, to get power to lie, and not be mistruested all wars mostly, by the suff the broken marchants are fond of war for they han't nothing to lose, and the minsters in all wars, the case O God leave the divil out, when it is all divil if you can 11. Bear the trouth I will tell the trouth man, is the best animal, and the worst all men are more or less the divil, but there is sit of odds some half some 3, quaters the other part beast of different kind of beasts, some 1 thing, and some another some like a dog, some like horses, some bear, some cat, some lion, some like owls, some a monkey, some wild, cat, some lamb, some a dove, some a hog, some a ox, some a snake, I want to sepons to be done away. But they want never be as long osprist, ride in what dow the priest preach to the divil for all their hearies old, and yown more or less, the divil I like to said so divil preaches to divil's rebouking sin, keep it up saith, the hypocrites mockers of God habits and costum, is the odds max the difference I sees God in all, plays is the God of nater, in all things we live and move in God, he is the God of natir all nater, is God, take 1 element from us one of the 4 take the fear, or the water, or ear or earth we are gone, so we live in God, now less us all be good children dow all things right the strong. Must bear the infirmities of the wicked children keep up tight laws draw the rands little harder stop thieves, as fast as you can bad trade shewing 9 numbers was wrought in 23 hours, when I had hold of the pen 5 hours and 35 minutes, assortment assortment is good in a shop. The priests fixes their goods, 6 days, then they open shop on Sundays to sell their goods, some sets them of better than others bollard, when a man is so weak he want dow for a lawyer mac a priest of. Him for weak thing to gow with weak things, the blind to lead the blind, so they may fall into 1 ditch, and so they gow through the world darkiness. But foul people have opinion of their 1 not 1 in 20, as to this world goods. And so it is as to the other world to inquire the way gow to a friar our people. About the same thing only call it something else in rum of a king call it precedent. But priests have money to save souls, I want to know what a soul is I wish to see 1 not a gizzard I thinks. The soul is the thinking part, there is grat minds and little minds, grat souls and little souls, grat minds and little minds, according to the hefty bodies that has the power of our bodies the same mother, and the same father and six children, how they will differ in looks, complexions, and axons, some for grat thing, some for little thing, something now. I say my figers will pay interest money, prove it first going over my bride some more toll, then helping the market of the town leading hoses, tavern. Keepers cost him the honor to the town and myself. Timothy Dexter. 12. One thing forder, I have been converted upwards 30 years, quite resined for the day, the grat day, I wish the priest knowed as much as I think. I dow their hearts would leap up to glory to be so reader, for the time of rejoicing to gow to be married to what a fine widow with her lamp borning the lamps, trimmed with glory the shaking quickers after they get converted, and their sins washed away they stay at home, and let thews gow unclean. And so it is much so with me, I stay at home, praying for thieves and rogues to be saved day and night, praying for signers poor creators, my whose keeper is in the dark was then bad crazy to be saved. She says she has sinned against the Holy Ghost. I have asked her, what is she says it is something, but can't find out way sends for the priest comes, what is the mater ghost, ghost dear sir. And the minster makes a prayer, the ghost when of mostly not all part stayed behind, she has been crazy ever since the prest, can't lay the sep on how many nicknames, three things have so saith. The preacher amen, amen see fath I do. Now, Mr. Printer, sir, I was at Now Haven 7 years and 7 months, passed at common sent degrees, going on 40 boys, was tuck degrees, to dow good or not good, the old man with the hat on told them to study how him and nader, and walk as a band of brothers from that day. I thought that all thous that was bayed up to college, the meaning, was to get their living out of the labir if the colleges was to continue 1 century, and keep up the game, reckon the cost of all from their cradle to 22 years old. All their fathers and gourd and ans to lay out 100 years in tress, and in tress upon in tress atress jess at it, and cast it see how many 100,000 millions of dollars it would come to mad rogues and thieves, to plunder the laboring man that sweats to get his bread good common laning, is the best some good books, is best well understood, be honest, don't be priest. Ridin', it is a cheat, all be honest, in all things now fear, let this gow, as you find it my way spelling how is the strangest man. T. Dexter. Forder mister for a minster to get the tone, is a grat pint when I lived in Hampshire, one now lit Babsty's babbler sobbed away, just finishing his sermon, he says, O good Lord, I hop you will consider 13. What foul hints I have given. And I will clear it up some time hence, I am much wore down now, the weather being very warm today, less bray. And so went on fire and brimstone and grunting and fithing, and tried to cry and snoofle and blow the skonk's horn, and some the old souls and young fowls sought to crying, I tuck my hat, and went out how mankind and womankind is imposed upon all over the world more or less by priestcraft. Oh, for shame, I pity them, be honest dow, as you would wish others to dow unto you, in all things now fear of death, amen. T. Dar. Forder, what different woos we have of this world, and the other world. Two good women lived in a town where I once lived, one was sick of a consumption near death, both belonged to the church, very honest, only the well woman was weak in woos. And thing says unto the sick woman, I thinks you will see my husband dow, tell him I and my son agrees very well and we are all well, and the sow is pigged, and got 7 pretty pigs, and fare you well, sister, this I believe is certain trow, and so fare the well. I shall come again in little while. And furthermore, I am for some foul deceffins, but very foul fower than death priestcraft is very good for what to make old women grunt and young children cry and old fowls fling snort o ye's, and brack up faremies down by untrouths lying and swearing to a lie stop. I am alive old me, I have heard your wicked stuff, you have injured my friends a plenty. And if you don't stop, I will call forth one Abraham Bishop to put Nicklows, and all that tries to keep up lying, if there should be any such stuff. The land church members pant to be fond of deception, they are perfect, but if there is any, put them with the tooth born the roubage pies on it, or that fear not wind or filth go by the rackle breed. And woes then toward I like to say, now shite stink strong bread, and wine master bodle how, is the bool a black man, a friend to John Meckle gentleman from a crow's nest war now, where ass coal, ass war now war o yefs, some war dear oilin now, the ingons live their onal that can't be he was from. Hell war his, or was brother came from ois oyes, o yes a crow's nest or origin pooler down. 14. From the Museum OF. Timothy Dexter, ESQ. Ime the first lord in the United States of a Mercury, now of Newburyport it, is the voice of the people, and I can't help it, and so let it go now as I must be lord, there will foller many more lords pretty sound, for it don't hurt a cat, nor the mouse, nor the sun, nor the water, nor the ear, then gow on all in EC now bonds broken all, is well all in love now, I be gin to lay the cornerstone with grat remembrance of my father Jorge Washington, the great hero 17 centuries passed before we found so good a father to his children, and now gone to rest now to show my love to my father and great carriers, I will show the world one of the great wonders of the world in 15 months, if now man murders me indoors or outdoors, such a mouse room on earth, will announce O Lord thou knowest to be trow forder hear me good Lord, I am a going to let or children know now, to see good Lord what has been in the world grat waste back to own forefathers not old Plymouth, but stop to Adam and Eve to show. 45 figers two-legged and four-legged because, we can't dow well without four-legged in the first plays they are fouled in the next plays to make out Dexter's mouseum. I wants four lions to defend those grat and mistry men, from east to west, from north to south, which now are at the places rosed the lamb is not ready in short meter, if agreeable I form a good and peaceable government on my land in Newburyport. Complete. I take three precedents Hampshire Govena all to now York, and the great Mr. John Jay is one, that Max too in that state, the king of Grat Britain Mr. Pitt Rufus King, crows over to France, Lows the 16, and then the great Bonaparte, the great and their signator crow biddy. Command peas and the greatest brotherly love, and not fade be linked together with that best of trow love, so as to govern all nations on the face of the globe, not to tyrannize over them, but to put them to order if any dispute shall arise as to boundaries, or any matures of importance, it is left France and Grat Britain and Amicary, to be settled a Congress to be always in France all disputes, is to be there settled, and this may be done this will boundless powers, and then all wars done away. There 15, for I have the lamb to lay down with the lion now, this may be done if those three powers would adjere to lay what is called devel one side, and not carry the gentleman pack whores any longer, but shake him off as dust on your feet and laugh at him. There is a great noise about a tow-legged critter. He says I am going to set Sade Black Divil there stop. He would scare the womans, so there would be no use for the building I should have to erect some now one now, I stop here, I puts the devil long with. The bull for he is a bulling two-legged animal stop. Put him one side near Solomon looking with Solomon, to Lady Venus now stop wind up there is grat odds and frout. I will let you know the secret how you may see the devil stand on your head before a lauking glass. And take a bibble into your bowsome fast 40 hours. And look in the lauking glass, there is no devil if you don't see the ud fellow, but I affirm you will see that ud devil. Unto you all mankind, come to my who's to mock, and sneer why you don't you lafe before God, or I mean your betters think the air power, don't know thoughts and actions. Now I will tell you good and bad it, is not polite to come to see what the bare walls keep of my ground, if you're gentlemen, you would stay away. When all is done in marble, I expect to go out myself to help. If thou's grat men will send on their likeness all over the United States, I wish all the printers to give notice if pleases to in form by print in the newspapers for the good of the hall of man. I wouse to make my enemies grin in time like a cat over a hot pudding and go away and hang their heads down like a dog bin. After sheep guilty stop see, I am afraid I write tau, hash my people complain of backer spittle max work to clean it up. In the women's schools about it spit in their handkerchief, or not spit at all, I must say something, or I should say nothing therefore make some noise in the world, when I get so owly to gnash my gums, and grising for water. And that is salt water when brought a young devel to bring it, and a squire to wait and tend on gentlemen, a black sire his breath smelt woes, then bram stone by far. But let the devel go into darkness, and takeled his due to descare mankind, for a little while this cloven foot is seen. Be some, but the trap will overhaul the devel in Tim. Pity this poor black man. I think his master wants purging a little to harbor. Mr. Devel a most. But I did not say let him run away good knit. Mr. Devel carry the sword, and M.W. nay with you tack John Meckle gentleman good knot. T. Dexter. 16. This cometh greeting. Mr. Printers the ignorant or the nowing one says I ought to dow as they dow, to keep up cheats. Or the same thing deceffens, to deceive the ignorant so we may cheat and likewise have wars and plunder my wish, is all liars may have their part of fear and brimstone in this world, or at least some part of it. Or else the gowment is not good it will want porging soon, if a lawyer is to waylay a man, and browse him unmastly almost to death a citizen that pays $24 for carriags, and not more than $1 a week to mend the highways, and my being liberal is in part of this bloody affair. No sage would beat a man as I was beat almost to death. I did not know how these men came to keep said lawyer from quick killing of me, till some time after three men saw the axon of the bloody scene without Massey, and carried said Dexter into the house sun fanting or near to see. And behold the orful sight bleeding, and blind of one eye to you browsings in 2 hours, at least now laws in this part of the world. Man of money to live those I lend money to, and a lawyer, and others they use me the wast at max and amise. Then these rogues, if there is any that call me a soul, and pick a quarrel with me about my newspapers, so as to pay the lawyer craft to make up the molten calf a molten, calf not an ox now, the town of Chester has lost 200 weight of siver, at least I believe more money, now they may have me in the town, or a lawyer chouse for yourselves, my friends and fellow mortals, peace, be with you all amends sella. Finally, brethren, something more coming. Chester, Sept. 29, 1796. Timothy Dexter. For the Impartial Herald. Messrs. Blunt and March. I say to whom it may concern, to the majesty of the people of Newburyport, greeting. It costs $800 a year to support a watch in this town, and your gentlemen's windows are broken, fences pulled down and cellars broken open, and much other misdemeanors done at night. Are the watch asleep, or are they afraid to detect those who are guilty of such practices? Boast not of it, if you call this liberty and equality. Newburyport has had the name of being 17, a very civil worthy place. It is a great pity some bad boys or young men should disgrace it. I hope our worthy and honorable rulers will bring those rude lads to see themselves and lick the dust like serpents, and ask forgiveness of their betters, and do so no more, but repent and live. Now, fellow citizens, is it wisdom, is it policy, to use a man or men so shocking bad as to oblige them to leave the town where they paid $1 a day to support government? A friend to good order, honor to whom it belongs, to great men a friend, to all good citizens and honest men goodbye. Whereas many philosophers has judged or guessed at many things about this world, and so on. Now I suppose I may guess, as it is guessing times. I guess the world is one very large living creature, and always was, and always will be without any end from everlasting to everlasting, and no end. What grows on this large creature is trees and many other things. In the room of hair, the rocks is molds. This is called land where the hair grows, the belly the sea, all kinds of fish is the worms in the belly. This large body wants dressing to get our living of this creature, and by industry we get a living. We and all the animal creation is less than fleas in comparison on the back or belly of this very large immense body. Among the hairs to work this great body is that of nature, past finding out. All we know is we are here, we come into the world crying and go out groaning. Mankind is the master beast on the earth. In the sea, the whale is the head fish. The minim is the smallest fish. The great fish eat up the little ones, and so not only destroy one another, but they are master over the whole of beasts and fish, even over a lion. Therefore man is the masterly beast and the worst of the whole. They know the most, and act the worst according to what they know. Seeing mankind so bad by nature, I think when the candle goes out, men and women is done. They will lay as dirt or rocks till the great gun fires, and when that goes off the gun will be so large that the gun will contain 900 million tons of the best of good powder. Then that will shake and bring all the bones together. Then the world will be to an end. All kinds of music will be going on, funding systems will be laid aside. 18. The melody will be very great. Now why can't you all believe the above written as well as many other things to be true? As well as what was set forth in the last sentinel concerning digging up a frog 25 feet below the surface, where it was most as hard as a rock. There was his shape like taking a stone out of a rock. This is from a minister. Now why won't you believe me as well? Wonder of wonders. How great the soul is. Do not you all wonder and admire to see and behold and hear? Can you all believe half the truth and admire to hear the wonders how great the soul is? Only behold, past finding out. Only see how large the soul is. That if a man is drowned in the sea, what a great bubble comes up out of the top of the water. The last of the man dying under water, this is wind, is the soul that is the last to ascend out of the deep to glory. It is the breath from on high doth go on high to glory. The bubble is the soul. A young fellow's for gunning for the good of bodies and souls. My friends and fellow mortals, there is a first course of all things most comely. So it came to pass that one Abraham Bishop got accanted with my dafter. She a baby he old in age and learning and college lant, and lawyer lant and priest lant, and masnick lant, and divil lant. He was the nothing as for Cashy being a fox and a old fox, he was after the graps he tasted of them, he cried out foul this and meal sent my dafter home, he sat a bee, did not get all the loves and little fishes, but got a part. And now 9 years I have now had my dafter crazy in, and by the coast of this wild A and B hell on earth, oh pity me, all good fellow. Mortal said creator A be mad with larning, and as poor as a snake, and as proud as Lousefer he said his father was worth $20,000, and he was not more than $5,000 he send for Bishop Bass to be married before Doublist, and insisted to be married, he says Daxter may cry them down in the lore Riagan, after some time they got published, then, he insisted not to have any witness went in 19. Hid Finley my gost my wife, that was the gost 13 years last March they were. Married I was married to the gost, 35 last May, I have been in hell all the time more so since Abraham Bishop got into my house, he hurt me, and family 1 ton of silver. It was the cause of my parting with Miss Dexter now, I am free now, for a wife, that has a soul, the gost was a gissard. And a cause all round her a bee striking my dafter on her side, as she swears to grat lawyer Dexter. And to many others, I believe it, that knows the trouth the blow he gave her on the side, she had to put. Plasters on her side near 3 years, when liquor is in the wit is scattered a bee, is the beast or creator two-legged Connecticut bull short neck bull, head thick hair big shoulders black corley hair, he wants to be a god. But what I sought said creator down at short acquaintance, I can prove it myself by men of the second, magentowed my jeezing of the creator it turned out according to my jessing. And when I see my father the grat good man Father Thomas Jefferson, I will let the cat out of the bag and give light. To the blind said, a bee will dow for some office, every animal will dow for something a bee, will mak a middling good camp. A thing higherer if I am a raug in grain, so be it a leopard can't alter her spots, nor beaver want grow on a hauk back, I believe if my father the present coo the hall trouth of a bee treatment to my dafter from her mouth. The grat man while she'd tears with grief, and all good people like wise shocking, is the affair. I am Timothy Dexter. To mankind at large, I never had the honor to be long I mean to that honorable Masonic order. I noked once twice three times, and the ghost apeard said, thou shall not enter because I have tow much knowledge in my head. I suppose had I been one then should been to keep open doors for thieves and robbers, I have rogues plenty, without keeping tavern. I don't want now Abraham's, nor any of the order, only ficked ladies mared and grat gentlemen, that belongs out of the town mared piopal and fine widders, I wish to see with pleasure, for I wants to marry a fine wider, for I ha'n't had now wife for 13 years next August. I gave the gost 400 weight of silver to quit the state grat lawyer passens the jeant of. The law wrote the contract the cause of it was that Miss 20, Dexter that was would have my dafter marry, to a bishop cost the agreement, the sole cause she has 2 trustees, which have the money to deal out the interest. And she is so generous she buys her needles I buys the pins and sizers, and all things else she leaves the interest in the hands of the trustees, I must have a companion sound good by all at present with glory. Timothy Dexter. I ask forgiveness of the world of mankind, for tellying the trouth, I mean no hurt to a fly. Only when he bits me, then I kills the fly if I can I have been my one trompter, 14 years. My trompter is dead, my having so many wounds and faws, and on my head, I dow it to make a good lafe to keep my spirits from sinking pity me, all good people amen. And forder I married widder Frothingham, she had 4 children, the hall of all their stats, was short of $1,300. This woman growed mad she said, she must go to Helgauferding for I have find a gainst the Holy Ghost unpardonable sin. She was for making way with herself in 3 months, I got the best minister in town to lay the gost he prayed hearty. But could not lay the serpent only in part, she has been crazy, every since it is a wonder I am alive 2 children suked her. Breast. It is hereditary 2 children married now live upon me being disordered they beat me a fen with death cloud. And the old gost how bad to say I be silent under circumstance, I muse cout and round sell. The one of the first plays is almost in the world, For I am in grat fear of my life being taken away such blows I have had from Tao or three Gost in my family, is worth 1,200 hoxits of Jumater best shougers, even a Saxton to take the blows, I wouldn't for 50 Mylon dollars words can. Express the bloody war in my family three Gosts, all noise robing of me, I must sell with tears in my eyes, I can't see to write any more farewell, I say goodbye. T. Dexter. 21. How did Dexter make his money in Wee says buying whalebone for stain for ships, engrossing 340 tons bought all in Boston Salem. And all in New York undercover. Oppenly told them for my ships they all laughed, so I had at my one prize, I had four counting men for rowners they sound the horn. As I told them to act the fool, I was foul of cash I had 9 ton of silver on hand at that time, all that time, the creators more or less laughing. It spread very fast here is the rub. 50 days they smelt a rat found war, it was gone to now every port speculators, swarmed like hellhounds to be short with it. I made 75% 1 ton and half of silver, and over one more spec droll a noof, I dreamed of warming pans, three nits that they would dow in the westing gas, I got not more than 42,000, put them in 9 vessel for different ports that tuck good hold. I cleared 79%. The pans they mad use of them, for calking very good master for. Calkey blessed good and dead missy, got nice handed now born my face, the best thing I ever see in born days I found, I was very lucky in speculation. I dreamed that the good book was run down in this country 9 years gone so low as half prize, and dull. At that, the bibble I means I had the ready cash by wholesale I bought 12% under half prize they, cost 41 cents each bibbles 21,000, I put them into 21 vessels for the westings, and sent a text that all of them must have one bibble in every family, or if not they would go to hell, and if they had done wiked fly to the bibble, and on their knees, and kiss the bibble 3 times, and look up to heaven honest forgiveness my captains, all had complete orders here comes the good luck I made 100%, and little over then, I found I had made money enough I hadn't speculated since old times by government securities, I made, or cleared $47,000, that is the old affair now I told thee. All the secret now, be still let me alone, don't wonder now more how, I got my money bows. T. Dexter. Now to all honest men to pity me, that I have been in hell. 35 years in this world, with the Gost a woman I married, and have 2 children now living Abram Bishop, married my dafter sense, the trouble is such that words can't be expressed 9 years disordered 22. For a ton of silver for 3 months, I could not have the Gost in my palace sleep, not have to be had now to save my life, I will sell, if not I will let the house it is as knotted as any who's in the oil shawls, and further in the world or sense knower's ark, and sense the flowed taking in myself. Finley such a plays no war in the world, all goose with it hoses cherrygs all, but plate, and gowls a reserve the holy Bible, and one bouk more my old head, has wore out 3 bodies it would take a journey of doctors 1 hour to find, and count the scars on my head given by the Gost, and others amen. Joun 12-1805 Clean Trouth. T. Dexter. I say the great Mr. Divil that has so many nicknames a friend to the priests now is dead all, and the Pope likewise, and the founders of Masonic a cheat foul of war, and gratness of hell dead priests dead, and lawyers damed dead Abraham B. by ass dead. And all the friends of mankind sings, prasses, that we are the grat family of mankind, now out of hell delured from fire and smoke borning, for ever now all in heaven up in earth, now all friends now for a day of rejoicing all over the world as one great. Family all nations to be united no more wars for 50 years and longer, I recommend peace a congress in France. And when we are ripe for a emperor in this country call for me, to take the helm or a consular in the affair of Trouth, amen and amen. Timothy Dexter. P.S. One thing further, I happen not to think of that great creature, which some fools call the Gost, and others say that he is wanted. But I think that it will be of service to let the Thantron die. T. Dexter. Scarding Trouth's 46 years gone old French war to get men, and lads to list the press told them they would live as long as if they steed at home for every bullet had its commission from the Lord, he directed them one time, when old good Mr. Emerson had a gurnamen to preach. Heard him say for Adam's sin, there was now in hell mylons of children, not more than 823. Span long all this is trow. And when there was a druth most over they would call a fast and pray very. Honest for the bottles of heaven to be uncorked, so the rain mit calm down the minster, did not say how larg they wore I jess, they held 500 hoxits each. 1805 May 27. Timothy Dexter. Trouth, I affirm I am so much of a fowl, the rogues want to get my jowls and loaves, and little fishes without my leave, is lit they all called me a fowl 40 years now, I will call all fowls. But on's men now to brove me a fowl. I never could sing nor play cards nor dance nor tell a long story nor play on any mousecal nor pray nor make a pen. When I was young, I could play on a Jew's harp, it would mack my mouth warder. And the ladies something warder jess what I said nothing a good life is. Better than crying a clam will cry and warder when they are out of their element, so we the same, if I had not the ghost in my house, I would I mean give light to my brothers and sisters and have a peace all over the world. And beat the trouth into my friends how gowd it is how honest it would be, and how mankind has been imposed upon, and how they have been blinded with untrouth's ghosts. And Mr. Divils, there is now none of that order all lie the Masonic, if they wilt make a book of trouth, I will give the creators, but I will take the chair, and put my friend Bon Party on my RTE hand, and the Grat General Marrow on my left hand. Enough to give the sword is in the Banks Emperor, only be still. I will take the helm in love, I am a Quaker, no blowed, spiled, all in the love of emperor you will have in 40 years I may come back, and see how you all go on, and what you wear when the ghost is gone, and Mr. Divil Pease on earth before I will have a war in my day, I will be your friend the emperor, and if want help I will call my friend Bonaparte and Gorge the third, and do I the lose now take care Pease, I say, except of what is revealed to me, for it will come to pass, I was born when Grat powers ruled, I was born in 1747, January 22, on this day in the morning, a Grat snow storm the signs in the seventh housewives Mars came for Jupiter stud by hooding the candle. I was to be one Grat man. Mars got the Beth to be honest man to dow good to my fellow mortals. I think I'm a Quaker 24, but I have so little sense I can't deceive. I can swept my who's and get all a now gelt and gow out of hell is bless law and trouth and reason on my side. It must be done when I get my worthy widow. It is done not one word of anger as long as I live to a good woman, I affirm. Timothy Dexter. Forder, I don't have any of the ladies of Princebell spend the interest, will spend day and night all I have, and dow all the good to please, I can make as much heaven upon earth as possible. And then die in peace, amen and amen for a companion, I must have to make out this heaven, then I am happy the gow in the dark in peace, when the candle goes out in the Lord God of Nader one more amen goodbye. T. Dexter. Forder, a great good man came to see me not long since, I told Sade man. I had many enemies, he says, because you are tau honest to be beloved, you don't gin in common ways, with rogues bibble making messenic order to promes to pay. And never pay, only with a lie and gin heel on earth cheat. All you can gin the mob. Then you are a brother now, I am glad. I did not knock the doer down my good luck, my God, and my God blessed be my good looch. T. Dexter. Some more sweet meats and trouths, I say now man, since Noah's Ark dare to write of so little landing, I begone when a bram was in my hoose, I then wrote this world was hell. And men was divils some better, then others some white divils some black, and some copper divils I forgot them blow, divils this spread far was printed in many papers, a bishop cost my blood to bile 13 years last March, as when I begun to write I said the grat rougs, was the best men oh for shame, the honest man was laifed. At and a bee being foul of larning, it maxim him mad to be a lousifer. His reign is short, I hope, to see my father the grat philosopher the precedent. Before I die the trouth he must know amen. T. Dexter. I cries like a baby, when I writs my trouble is so grat to have my dafter so crazy the rick of our lives, such blows with such weapons of a sudden and strike, such browses, is worth 30-25 million of dollars for a power man to have, and others oh bruise me they want my life to get my money. And, so I must seal, and be a citizen of the world, it is a wonder I am alive the birds will chip a fen. Before I can get to sleep the noise is so great all hell no more a be bishops, he. Wants to be dee dee let said beast gow once, and twice act, so now tau much lanning make rougs and fowls in the een dig a ditch, and fall into it white rop, or a hair rop tax them in time. Trouth. This is revealed to me, how the world was made with what stuff it was made with is the question now I tell the with paper, pen, and ink, and type the enamels to be the founders of it with a lie, and lies upon lies woes, then beasts or snacks or wowls or bars, tigers, divils, and 10 times woes with all lies untrouths the world always was, and is lookout for trouth, amen I, Timothy Dexter. Forder in 6 days, and very good and hard labor. I can't get my moment done in 60 days, and work hard very hard and sweet. It was for want of many hands I had no Hiram, nor Solomon, only myself. T. Dexter. World makers mankind with marble and parchment, and paper pen and ink, and printers' tips and lies upon lies, amen and amen. The world was made in 6 days out of nothing, oh yes, oh lie, now all trow lie yes, all the world over. Timothy Dexter. 26. Appendix. In honor of Timothy Dexter, ESQ. This great philosopher may indeed be styled a phenomenon in nature. The many literary qualifications he possesses rank him foremost among literary characters. That unequaled production from the pen of this wonderful philosopher, denominated a pickle for the knowing ones, has not only received universal applause and been ranked as of the first magnitude in the literary world, but has had such rapidity in its sale that a copy cannot be procured, though diligently sought after by men of the most transcendent merit. Where can we find a man so extensively useful and so eminently calculated to diffuse light to a dark and ignorant multitude as this rare philosopher? How penetrating his understanding! How deep his ideas! What a multitude of discoveries which before were hidden embryo have made their appearance at the nod of his genius! Surely we may say, blessed are the people who are highly favored with the greatest luminary that ever gave light to an existing world. While aiming at a just portrait of this remarkable naturalist and philosopher, his generosity is no less a subject of admiration than his literary and philosophical abilities. The readiness with which his benevolent soul bestows donations calls forth the grateful acknowledgement of all who have been liberally assisted from his bountiful hand. See him the first to assist in building a church for the worship of God. See him liberally give for the purchase of bells the ready cash without hesitation. See him expending his fortune to preserve in everlasting remembrance characters who have shone with 27 unexampled greatness in Europe and America. Here the subject fails. Vain man may as well attempt to stop the course of nature as to do ample justice to this wonderful man. Behold, all nature stands aghast to hear thy fame from east to west. How great, how grand of thee we hear, thou man of sense, thou eastern star. All men inquire, but few can tell how thou in science doth excel. Great philosophically genius, we, the meanest reptiles, bow the knee. At thy majestic shrine we shrink. What can we do, or say, or think, when contemplating on thy worth, which hath astonished all the earth? Great Dexter, did the world do right, thy name would shine with brilliant light. Each would declare thy wondrous fame and shout at Dexter's mighty name. Salem, June 14, 1805. My Lord Dexter, by the politeness of Mr. Emerson, I received the very valuable contents of your package. A new edition of that unprecedented performance, entitled A Pickle for the Knowing Ones, and C is very urgently called for by the friends of literature in this country and in England. And I presume with the additions and improvements intended to accompany the second edition, provided it should be well printed, would entitle the author to a seat with the disciples of Sir Joseph Banks, if not to a place in Bonaparte's Legion of Honor. For my Lord Dexter is an honorable man. But, sir, the work cannot be executed for the sum named, nor in the time specified. We'll print an edition of 500 copies with the additions for $50 and cannot possibly do them for less. Wishing your lordship health in perpetuity, a continuance of your admirable reasoning faculties, good spirits, and an abundance of wealth, and finally a safe passage over any river not with sticks, but a pleasure boat, I remain yours with the utmost profundity. WCARLTON. The Right Honorable Lord Dexter, K.T. Newburyport. 28. The following pieces are not my writing, but very droll. Timothy Dexter. Mr. Melcher. You're publishing the following extract from a letter, said to be from a trader among the Indians to a friend, may amuse some of your customers for the Gazette. A few days ago, one of the Indians paid me a visit. After some conversation, he said that a minister from the United States had been with his tribe to teach them the Christian religion. He says that there is but one only living and true God, who is a good, wise, and powerful spirit. This Indians say too, and that there are three persons in the Godhead of one substance and power, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost, that the Father is of none, neither begotten or proceeding. The Son is eternally begotten of the Father, the Holy Ghost eternally proceeding from the Father and the Son, and that the Holy Ghost visited a virgin and conveyed the Son into her. Where he continued 9 moons and then was born like other children, was born God and man, that when he was about 30 years old began to preach. But the great men know like his preaching, sent their warriors, who took and killed him. Indians ask what all this talk mean. He say that the first man and woman broke God's law in eating what God had forbidden, that therefore they and all the children that should proceed from them must die and be punished after death forever. That the Son came and died to save some of mankind from being punished after death. Oh, strange that man could kill God the Son, and that his death be of service to mankind. Great many people die before the Son of God, and did not know anything about him. It was then asked whether his dying would do poor Indians any good. He say yes, if they believe, then me say that Papus no believe them do no good, he say you must leave that with God, and believe for yourself. One say it is hard to believe such Tories, if Indian tell such strange things, the white people no believe them. 29. A Curious Sermon by the Rev. Mr. Hybernden, which he made at the request of certain thieves that robbed him on a hill near Hartlegrow in Hampshire, England, in their presence, and at that instant. I greatly marvel that any man will disgrace thieving, and think that the doers thereof are worthy of death, considering it as a thing that cometh near unto virtue, being used in all countries, and allowed by God himself. The thing which I cannot compendiously show unto you at so short a warning, and on so sharp an occasion. I must desire you, gentle audience of thieves, to take in good part what at this time cometh into my mind, not doubting but that you, through your good knowledge, are able to add much more unto it than this which I shall now offer unto you. First, fortitude and stoutness of courage, and also boldness of mind, is commended of some men to be a virtue, which being granted, who is there then that will not judge thieves to be virtuous? For they are of all men the most stout and hardy, and the most void of fear. For thieving is a thing usual among all men, for not only you that are here present, but also many others in divers places, both men, women, and children, rich and poor, are daily of the faculty, as the hangman at Newgate can testify. And that it is allowed of by God himself is evident from Scripture. For if you examine the whole course of the Bible, you will find that thieves have been beloved of God. For Jacob, when he came out of Mesopotamia, did steal his uncle Laban's kids. The same Jacob did also steal his brother Esau's blessing. And yet God said, I have chosen Jacob and refused Esau. The children of Israel, when they came out of Egypt, did steal the Egyptians' jewels of silver and jewels of gold, as God commanded them to do. David, in the days of Abiathar, the high priest, came into the temple and stole the hallowed bread. And yet God said, David is a man after my own heart. Christ himself, when he was here on earth, did take an ass and colt that was none of his. And yet God said, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Thus you see that God delighted in thieves. But most of all I marvel that men can despise thieves, whereas in many points you be like Christ himself. For Christ had no dwelling place no more than you, Christ at length was caught, and so will you, he went to hell, and so will you. In this you differ from him, for he rose and went into heaven, so you will 30, never do without God's great mercy, which God grant you. To whom with the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, be all honor and glory for ever and ever. Amen. From the Providence Phoenix of December, 1804. Marquis of Newburyport. On Monday last arrived in this town, the most noble and illustrious Lord Timothy Dexter, of Newburyport, Massachusetts, who has since his arrival requested the publication of the following stanzas in this day's paper, as a humble tribute to the incomprehensible majesty of his name. While they serve as a brilliant specimen of the gifted talents and admirable sublimity of the laureate, from whose pen they flowed, the virtuoso in genealogies, and the worshippers of noble rank and boundless fortune, may derive a rich and delicious satisfaction from the subject to which they are devoted. Advertisement extra. Of the celebrated. Lord Dexter. Lord Dexter is a man of fame. Most celebrated is his name. More precious far than gold that's pure. Lord Dexter live forevermore. His noble house it shines more bright than Lebanon's most pleasant height. Never was one who stepped therein who wanted to come out again. His house is filled with sweet perfumes. Rich furniture doth fill his rooms. Inside and out it is adorned, and on the top an eagle's formed. His house is white and trimmed with green. For many miles it may be seen. It shines as bright as any star. The fame of it has spread afar. 31. Lord Dexter, thou, whose name alone shines brighter than King George's throne. Thy name shall stand in books of fame, and princes shall his name proclaim. Lord Dexter hath a coach beside. In pomp and splendor he doth ride. The horses champ the silver bit, and throw the foam around their feet. The images around him stand, for they were made by his command. Looking to see Lord Dexter come, with fixed eyes they see him home. Four lions stand to guard the door, with their mouths open to devour all enemies who do disturb Lord Dexter or his shady grove. Lord Dexter, like King Solomon, hath gold and silver by the ton, and bells to churches he hath given to worship the great King of heaven. His mighty deeds, they are so great. He's honored both by church and state. And when he comes, all must give way to let Lord Dexter bear the sway. When Dexter dies, all things shall droop. Lord East, Lord West, Lord North shall stoop. And then Lord South with pomp shall come and bear his body to the tomb. His tomb most charming to behold. A thousand sweets it doth unfold. When Dexter dies, shall willows weep, and mourning friends shall fill the street. May Washington immortal stand. May Jefferson by God's command support the right of all mankind. John Adams not a whit behind. America with all your host. Lord Dexter in a bumper toast. May he enjoy his life and peace. And when he's dead, his name not cease. In heaven may he always reign. For there's no sorrow, sin, nor pain. Unto the world I leave the rest, for to pronounce Lord Dexter blessed. 32. Transcriber's note. The block of punctuation, on a page by itself, is inexplicably left unexplained in this edition. Dexter wrote before it in the second edition. Fouter Mr. Printer the nowing ones complain of my book. The fust edition had no stops I put in enough here, and they may pepper, and salt it as they please. The full project, GUTMBRGTM license. You pay a royalty fee of 20% of the gross profits you derive from the use of Project Gutenberg works, calculated using the method you already use to calculate your applicable taxes. The fee is owed to the owner of the Project Gutenberg trademark, but he has agreed to donate royalties under this paragraph to the Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation. Royalty payments must be paid within 60 days following each date on which you prepare, or are legally required to prepare, your periodic tax returns. Royalty payments should be clearly marked as such and sent to the Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation at the address specified in Section 4. Information about donations to the Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation. You provide a full refund of any money paid by a user who notifies you in writing or by email within 30 days of receipt that he does not agree to the terms of the full Project Gutenberg trademark license. You must require such a user to return or destroy all copies of the works possessed in a physical medium and discontinue all use of and all access to other copies of Project Gutenberg trademark works. You provide, in accordance with paragraph 1F3, a full refund of any money paid for a work or a replacement copy, if a defect in the electronic work is discovered and reported to you within 90 days of receipt of the work. You comply with all other terms of this agreement for free distribution of Project Gutenberg trademark works.